Let's turn in the scriptures to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And we'll be reading verses 1 through 18. The whole chapter, verses 1 through 18. Second Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. These are God's words, so let's give our attention to Him. Now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent and bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience, when your obedience is fulfilled. Do you look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trusts to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ's. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord hath given us for edification and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed, that I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters. For his letters, say they, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech contemptible. Let such a one think this, that such as we are in word by letters, when we are absent, such will be also indeed when we are present. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. But we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reach not unto you. For we are come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope, when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to our hand. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. And those are God's words. Well, the Apostle Paul met probably the most opposition to his ministry in the church at Corinth. There are churches like the church in Corinth in our nation today and throughout the world. As Paul is here addressing some false teachers, false apostles in Corinth, and yet comes and addresses them humbly and asserts the power of his preaching as ordained of God, and that the church in Corinth should seek to punish those who oppose the apostles of Jesus Christ. And this he does through verse 6. And friends, if Paul was facing opposition in the churches and from the churches in his day, which we go back through all of 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians, and he's continually addressing this. Now we should not, and the elders and ministers should not be surprised when it happens in our day. And then he reasons with the Corinthians concerning his apostleship by showing his relation to Jesus Christ and thereby his authority as an apostle of Jesus Christ to verse 11. Now, how can he do that except that he really has been sent by Jesus Christ? And then finally, to the end of the passage, Paul refuses to respond to the folly of these false apostles attacking his ministry in the ways they demand, but rather responds in accordance with God's standards and God's measures, the measure of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And any glory that one seeks, he shows it should be, if he is Christ, glorying in the Lord, not oneself. Verse 18, for not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. Friends, similarly, let us be those who do not glory or commend ourselves or seek a position of power or whatnot in the church, but humbly serve the Lord in accordance with the gospel. That's a reminder, a warning to us that Paul is warning against here to these in the church. Well, let's pray. Our gracious Father, we give you praise once again for your word. We know that these words can be sometimes confusing. But Father, we know as we study the scriptures and we study your word, there are wolves in the church. There are those who would try to diminish rightly ordained ministers in the church, even today, because they preach faithfully the gospel, though they might not look very wise, as Paul did not have any great stature, as he says here. As well, he did not speak like the wisdom of the time, which is foolishness. But Father, we see here that he preached faithfully the gospel. And we're thankful that he preached faithfully the gospel, or we most likely would not be here today, that you used him to bring the gospel to the Gentiles or start that, and that the gospel and the good news would come to the nations of which we are the recipients many, many years later. And we give you praise for your perfect plan and wisdom. And yet, Father, more and more, the culture looks like Corinth. And sadly, more and more the church looks like Corinth as well. And so, Father, we pray that you would protect us from such evil, from such condemning of the true preaching and faithful preaching of your word, even when it seems weak to our minds because it might not be what we're looking for, just like the Corinthians were not looking for how Paul preached. They were looking for the wisdom of the world, but he did not come like that, nor neither did your son. We come in the power of the Holy Spirit. And so, Father, may that be true here. May it be true of all the churches of Jesus Christ, your Son. That the word, the gospel, would be preached in power, faithfully, earnestly, with zeal, and by the power of the Holy Spirit. We pray for those churches, all the churches in our presbytery, our denomination, the same, that the ministers would preach faithfully your word in season and out of season, and they would do so with zeal as ambassadors of Christ. Pray for those that we always pray for, have been praying for in Washington, Iowa, and Colorado Springs, and Houston, San Antonio, that you would provide godly ministers for these, godly preachers for these congregations, and raise them up, grow them in faith in Jesus Christ, your Son. I would pray for our nation which is so gone to wickedness. Some of us who were serving yesterday at the festival saw and met some of these wicked people. And Father, we pray that you would work in their hearts, those that we were able to talk to, those who we were able to minister the gospel to, that you would call them to repentance in Christ your Son, and you would send your Spirit and change their hearts and make them alive. And those who were invited to come, that they would come and worship in the church, the faithful churches. And may, Lord, we pray this one, that they would gather here. Father, there are many who we met that attend churches that are no churches at all, but cults or false places. Father, we pray that you would bring them out of those places. They are often, the people of those cults are often deceived. And yet you have given them faith in some, but who are greatly deceived. Bring them out of that if they are of your elect, and bring them into the true church. And Father, we ask that you would uphold your people, uphold your church. And as we'll listen or hear this evening, Father, we ask that you would make us to be a people who abide in Christ. That we be not like those of Israel and Judah in the time of Isaiah, who are constantly rebelling against you and yet part of the church. But warn us this evening that we would be faithful and produce, that you would produce in us fruit. And a fruit that glorifies you. And not the bad fruit. My Father, we pray, ask that you be with Tim. Know that his back is in great pain. We pray that you would heal him at the right time. And pray for others who may be sick, not feeling well. You would strengthen them as well. Provide for us as a congregation. Make us to be cheerful givers, as we heard last Lord's Day in this passage, or the passage before this. And that you would grant to us the many blessings that come with being in union with Jesus Christ, your Son. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.